This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Your love is fading.
Now it's Jason and John's producer Brad sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.9.
All right, so can you give me the official record again, Jason, on Fade Brad?
I certainly can, John. Brad Carson, America Square, is 30-42 versus the spread this NBA postseason. That means of 72 postseason games he's picked against the spread, he has picked the loser, and at least against the spread, in 42 of those games. If you are fading him,
yep,
which we have said do from the jump,
yep,
we had a premonition this would work well. Kind of thought so. We had high hopes. If you were fading him, you were hitting at 58.3% of your bets at 42-30. Brad mentioned it. His bonus bets, they're now 3-5. If you were fading those, obviously 5-3, hitting at 62.5%, a much smaller sample size, but has been successful. Although Brad's been a little bit hot there,
yeah,
of late. A little too hot for us.
Yeah.
So
42-30 is going to put you at a unit of plus 9 units. You've profited 9 units officially.
Yeah. So your estimate was 10. It's really 9? Yeah. Is that what
you're
saying?
Because of the big, yeah.
There you go.
So if you bet $100 a game, you're up 900 throughout the playoffs. And again, this is betting every single game of the playoffs, which is just very impressive. Basically every game of the playoffs. As many as we can. Yeah. If you're betting 1,000, it's 9,000. If you're betting 10,000,
that's how up we are.
You know, 90,000, so on and so forth. So the guy is established, much like Dan Hurley, proven, brings a pedigree of losing to the table. I think at this point it's going to have to be a tradition every single NBA postseason.
Oh, no question about that.
You know, now if the Grizzlies are ever back in it, we know that Brad will be taking the Grizzlies every time on the spread. But that will just add to the bad record, right? I mean, that will just add to the.
I don't know. That would be an issue.
It's his prerogative. It's his.
Yeah.
He can just bet the Grizz every time. It's part of the record, man. Part of the thing. He gets to bet whoever he wants. You know, Grizzlies included. So we'll bring this back in 2025. You bet your sweet ass. Game one tonight, Dallas Mavericks on the road at the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics -6.5 with a total of 216.5, Brad. What do you have for us?
Well, part of this kind of losing means that the research is really very low level, and we're talking about things like, can you find your FanDuel account password? Can you get to the ESPN site and how's your Wi-Fi connection so you can see what the ESPN analytics have? And in this case, they say Boston 66% in the matchup predictor. They have Boston winning this game, which is not a surprise. But we're talking about spreads, which makes it more difficult.
The great equalizer.
The great equalizer. You explained to us very thoroughly in the rundown exactly the profit margins. You got a week ahead of this if you're the books. They don't build those places on losers. Line 6.5. I started with the Celtics, and that's what I was thinking. And then I predicted the Mavs, and the Mavs came through for me, actually. I was really on the side of the Mavs. Now, they didn't cover every game, but I was with the Mavs. And then I thought, man, I really like the Mavs. Their two best players that are better than the two best guards that are on the Celtics. That's a fact. Now, I know one of them is Drew Holiday, who's a terrific perimeter defender. So that's different. But those two are better than him. Having said all that, I flopped back, though. I happened to be listening to something, and I'm sorry for over-researching. So this is a problem. You know, you got a week in between. You hear stuff.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Somebody on this radio station said that in 2011, that was the last time, and I think the Mavs overcame the odds that year, or whoever it was. The Mavs were in the playoffs. This is after 2008 when they won the championship. That was the worst odds, and this is the worst odds for an underdog since that year, which doesn't bode well for the Mavericks, it feels like. You know, so I am rolling with the Celtics. All that to say, I'm taking the Celtics minus the 6.5 tonight, and I'm rolling with the Celtics, although I think it's going to go 7 games or 6 games at least. And be a competitive series. I am rolling with Boston tonight.
Oh, you surprised me.
Yep.
So there you have it.
I flopped back.
I thought you were feeling down.
I went one way, and then I flopped back, and then I went all the way back to where I started with the Celtics.
Interesting.
Guys, any thoughts on that?
Well,
on the Boston 6.5?
I think I would ask maybe your thoughts in terms of, you know, what do you see being the issue for Dallas in this game tonight?
I love at Dallas. That's the problem. But when you say 111 games, it's time. You've got to win game one if you're going to do this. You played like crap against the Pacers, and you should have handled them.
Yeah.
So I think
and you still swept.
There's a little bit of deception going on here, I feel. It's sort of like, don't pick us, you should pick them. So I am rolling. They're the better team. Look, they're loaded. It's time for Jason Tatum.
Team.
They're loaded up. They have the best perimeter defender to try to neutralize those cats. You may have a healthy Porzingis, and we'll get to that in a second with my bonus pick. Derek White is going to get paid and is also not just a terrific defender, but he's a scorer now. He's playing 32 minutes a game. You've got plenty of firepower. Jaylen Brown, who is Jason's favorite player in this postseason, has looked like an all-world player. So, although he does no left hand, but other than that, he looks great. So I'm going with Celtics. This is game one.
Both teams have.
What do you guys think?
Great cases. I said earlier in the show, if I'm going to bet this game tonight, I'm going to lean more towards Dallas in the 6.5.
And I thought Brad would be on that side.
Yeah,
I was there for a long, long time. But that number actually went down on some books. Like FanDuel had that thing like at 8 when it first opened. Like first opened, it was higher.
Gotcha.
Now and that might have been not released, but I was thinking it was going to be higher. Look, if you would have had that line at about, I'll be honest with you.
You're making a number here. What do you make the number?
This is really dicey.
Brad making a number here.
Gamblers making lines up. Well, you talk about low level. No, like if you saw a line that was like 8.5, a couple more points, I'd probably roll with Dallas.
Okay, so you make it Boston minus 7.5, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so so when you're handicapping, right, you make a number. You're like, okay, what do I think this should be? I think this should be Boston minus 7.5. Therefore, I think I'm getting value on.
What do you think of that?
I mean, that's the way it works. I don't know if I agree with you, but that's the way it works.
Right.
I think this honestly should probably be a little closer to Boston minus 5.5.
Oh,
so I'm just based on form, right? Not because again, you're going to get into, and this is very, very nerdy, but market ratings in January, February, March, whatever, would have had this probably way out. Well, they would have had it maybe Boston 9.5, Boston minus 10, but then you adjust because the Mavs have looked as good as
they
look, you know. And the Celtics, again, you give them credit for doing what they've done, but they have not necessarily looked like world beaters within that, right? They didn't have to go through the 2 seed. Every single team they played so far this series had a big injury. You know, I mean, no Jimmy Butler for the Heat. And then they lost Jaime Jaquez as well.
Yep.
Then you have the Cavs. Didn't have Jared Allen.
Wasn't it?
Didn't have Donovan Mitchell for the last 2 games. And then, obviously, Halliburton for the Pacers, and that was still a back.
But to flip that around, the Celtics in their run for championships are never going to be as healthy as they are this year, even with Porzingis back. I know he's nicked up.
Yeah, I mean, they're healthy.
Because as
that's
you go,
part of it.
I scour the injury report as part of my research. It says,
it's
here
a big
are the three
part
words,
for you.
Three words, no injured players.
Yeah, they don't have any injured players, and that's true. And look, I would argue that the Mavs don't either. I mean, the Mavs have everybody
pretty clear.
We know Luka's banged up, though.
He's definitely fighting through, but I think, honestly, everybody's probably fighting through a little something.
I don't know about that, but This stuff's legit.
I just think I maybe give a little bit more credit for the path that the Mavs have taken. I know that they did not play a Clippers team that had Kawhi fully healthy.
I don't care about that. They took down the one seed.
Exactly
OKC,
right.
And the best
and the hottest team in the Minnesota, NBA in Minnesota. Yeah.
To the bonus pick now. Porzingis is listed as available. He's playing tonight. And he'll probably, I would think they would start him. That's a guess. The number they've set for a points for Porzingis over under is 15.5. I am going under the 15.5 as my bonus selection on the points because I just don't think they need him as much. And I think you saw that in these other games that they had.
Yeah. So, okay.
Is that your first under on the props?
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, because usually I've been going over with Luka, been going over with Jalen, been going over with some of these star players. This is a formerly injured player, and he's returning. I just don't see how Porzingis just comes out and scores 16 points tonight.
Man, is 15.5 high for him, John?
Not really, if you're telling me he's fully healthy, because he's just going to take threes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he hits three or four, I mean, he's right there, you know?
I guess so, okay.
I mean, it's
first game back, though. Never been in past.
No, I think there's a little bit of an adjustment. What did he average in the regular season? He averaged 20.
More than that.
Yeah,
so,
20.
I mean, you know, you're adjusting.
Kind of expect him to come back. And
right.
But the books think he's just going to come roaring back and score 16 points tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could also argue
I'm
that
kind of with you on that, Brad,
there is an adjustment down, though, right? I mean, there's an adjustment down from 20 to 15.5.
Yeah, that's
you
fair.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's 18.5, but yes. I mean, that's not a bad market to attack for the NBA Finals is player props.
Yeah.
You know, those are one-offs, a little bit easier.
Not parlaying.
Yeah, exactly. Those are a little easier to beat than the spread and the total, you know what I mean?
Like, I would think, especially in game one like this, and an injured player, you know, there's going to be some
money. He's never
in.
Been to a Finals, you know?
Yeah.
He literally said he has goosebumps. You know, so, I mean, could that translate into an under? I just feel like he's going to get a lot of shots. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's it. That's the volume.
Oh, he absolutely will. That offense, with him back in it.
Yes, they're going to lean on
him. Going to be there.
You know, also Horford unders. I don't know if those are out there, but I would be definitely looking to play some Horford unders because KP's going to be on the floor if he's healthy.
What do they have? I'm assuming he's like a 10.
I don't know. I'm curious. I haven't really looked.
I should look at FanDuel. I can look at it.
But I would definitely – that would be the way I would look. I'm not convinced, though, about really anything, honestly. Like, you could tell me that the Celtics blow them out by 15, 20, and you could tell me that the Mavs actually win. Nothing would really surprise me.
Here are some over-under numbers for player props tonight from FanDuel. Luka, 31.5. Kyrie, 23.5. P.J. Washington, 11.5. Derrick Jones, 7.5. Tatum, 27.5. Jaylen Brown, 23.5. Porzingis, 15.5, like we talked about. Derek White, 14.5. Let me go down and I'll find your guy. Al Horford, 6.5.
Damn. It's already low, bro. They already factored it in.
They already listened to you.
They're ahead of you.
I was hoping for like a 9.5, 8.5.
They heard you.
Them folks ain't leave no meat on the bone for your boy.
You know what you're doing too much, John.
Damn, bro. Yeah, 6.5 would be a stay away.
You got a sharp in the house.
I mean, you're going to like trip and fall and score 7, bro. Right? I mean, damn. so I can't really do much.
Will it
with
be
that.
A close series in like we're talking about with 6 or 7 as we just kind of finishing this thing off?
I think it goes 6. That's kind of how it feels to me. I mean, I think that feels right, 6. But if it goes 6, you're kind of feeling like it might go 7 because it's beating Dallas.
If Boston I were betting 6. It 6, you say 6. I'm sorry,
Boston 6.
Yeah,
yep. Isn't that what Drew said too?
Is that what Drew said?
Yep.
I felt really good about Minnesota in 6 though. That went the other way.
Ooh, that was. Ugh.
I don't think Boston's going to surprise us like that, though.
You know what, man? I'm going to do it. I'm going to say Dallas in 7. I'm going
to
do it.
They added some fun to it.
I'm going to say Dallas in 7. Just because I'm just going with the best player theory. That's what I'm doing. That's the most compelling argument I can make right now.
It is.
You know,
I like the 7 part of that bet.
Well, that's the only. I mean, the Celtics are not going down quietly.
Right.
And we've done this. We did it with OKC. We did it in Minnesota. We said they got players to throw at Luka. He's going to see Drew.
Yeah.
He's going to see.
Yeah.
Going to see Jalen Brown. They do have bodies.
Yes. I mean,
thing is, it doesn't matter.
I thought.
He adjusts.
I thought Jaden would be able to fluster him. You know. And he couldn't.
No, they were better that one night, the game they won, when they switched it and Anthony guarded him. And it just threw Luka off for one game. And I told Brad going into game 5.
He did.
This will not be a switch, an adjustment that works the rest of the series.
And
Luka adjusted. He did this to Dort. Dort was working him pretty well. Then he figured him out.
Dort.
Figure you out. But it can take
some. Dort killed Ingram.
Yeah.
Right? Dort put him in the
absolute. Dort is a great defender.
And then he got up to Luka, and he had nothing for him.
Nothing.
Now, to me, and it's often how it goes, but to me, I think the biggest thing that determines the course of the series is how it's officiated. If Dallas gets a friendly whistle and Luka's rewarded for his antics, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think they do win the series. If it's not, if it's one of those, like, patented, you're not getting the call, we're letting them play, Boston will win. I really think the whistle will determine a lot about this series. I truly do.
The cool thing is you can have Luka guarding Porzingis, can't you, on the perimeter to try to, you know.
I mean, he'll just, I don't know, maybe.
If he's not right.
You got to, Luka's got to guard somebody. I mean, I guess you might just put him on Jrue, right?
Yeah.
I'm not putting him on Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
No, hell no.
No, you can't.
So I think I would put him on Jrue because I'm not really worried about Jrue at 30-something years old killing me from, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, Drew's going to be exerting so much defensively just on him.
I'd be curious. I mean, think about Jrue. If he's got a matchup he can take advantage of, he will. Like, well, he'll get it.
And what are you going to do with Kyrie? You probably have to put Kyrie on, you know. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Because PJ, I think, probably has to guard Jaylen Brown.
On White? You put him on White?
I'm putting PJ on Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah, that's PJ, yeah.
That's what I would do.
Who's Tatum got on him?
Derrick Jones.
Yeah, Derrick Jones.
Derrick Jones.
Young, long defender who can leap.
I mean, you could interchange those, but
they've been good defensively. I don't know. It's not enough.
I mean,
Boston got too many options.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem, bro. But Derrick Jones and PJ is not a bad.
No, it's not.
It's not elite.
They've been good
athletes.
Yeah, they've exactly
since the trade deadline.
Yeah,
Gafford's a part of this. I mean, they picked it up on that end.
Yeah,
I was thinking, oh, Boston got too many weapons.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually, you know, because you got to think about, you know, Porzingis. Because Gafford is at his best when he's sort of in the interior, right, with
correct
the rim protection. That's why they've been so good.
Mm-hmm.
So is I don't know what you do. I don't know how you that is to me the big question mark. Is if, and that's why they acquired Porzingis. They didn't have that big that could reliably consistently step out and do that. And by the way,
Minnesota had that guy in Carl, and you did fine.
That's true. You're right. You're right.
By the end of it,
you
had them
plummet. Carl didn't protect the rim, I guess.
Well, and he was too inconsistent.
Like, yeah, shot like crap.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I guess however they guarded Cat is how they'll guard Porzingis, you know, and Porzingis not nearly as good as putting the ball on the floor as Cat was.
Right.
So, you know, maybe there is something to find there.
He should have been attacking the basket more, though.
Yeah, he should have.
Cat. Yeah. Should have been doing.
It's a chess match. Starts tonight, game one. If you're fading Brad, you will be on the Dallas Mavericks, +6.5. And his bonus pick was Kristaps Porzingis under 15.5. So you'd be on the over.
Kid or Mazzulla, who gets your check?
I'm going Kid.
I think so.
Give me Kid. Although it's like whatever. I mean, it's like one guy's 5'10", one guy's 5'10.5. You know, but I think that I had Kid maybe 5'8" coming into this postseason,
uh-huh,
and now I'm upgrading him to 5'10.5.
Yeah, I like that.
So it's just
love what he's done with his timeouts, yeah, resting
exactly
Kyrie and Luka, extra time.
No doubt.
It's been very smart.
No, it should be a fun series. Starts tonight, obviously, 7:30 in the NBA Finals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.